Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. See the Amber Alerts on the ride in, Drew?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, a lot of...
Ford Thunderbird.
86.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's... Here's what struck me. 86 Thunderbird with a license plate beginning with the number 5.
Yeah.
That means just purchased.
Oh, is that what that means?
It's a brand new, yeah. It's a new license plate.
5 means new license plate.
Yeah. It's 5, then 3 letters, and then 3 numbers. And they've just recently, you know, that's
how it goes?
They're up to the 5s now, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they have these big freeway signs out here in Los Angeles. They don't use them for anything except for when a deadbeat dad snatches his kid up and starts running for Florida.
Yeah.
And then they put it in. And so ironically, not that it's a bad thing that they use it for that, but ironically, the thing that was there to alleviate traffic only slows traffic up more because the only goddamn time they use the signs is when some kid gets abducted.
People slowing down writing down the license plate.
Yeah. And when I say abducted, I don't mean there's abducted and there's abducted, yeah, and there's raped and there's rape.
This isn't a kidnap. This is dad's pissed and took off.
Dad had the kid for the weekend, shared custody, and is trying to send a statement, send a message to mom by not returning the kid.
Right.
That's how that works.
It's equivalent of the 911 call.
Usually families that have 13 or 14 kids, too. So, you know, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? It's like you got a litter of gerbils. The dad eats one of them. All right. You got 12 left.
Yeah.
All right. But, yeah. Other than that, unusable, evidently. Can't let you
know. Oh, last night, if you recall, there was an accident. And the accident was about 400 feet after the sign.
I got 100 feet.
Sign announced.
Let you know what was going on. Yeah, not the sign before that.
No, that one was
just
black.
That sign. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a great use of taxpayer money.
Yeah.
By the way, I had a lovely argument with my mom about driving and that kind. You know, she said everyone in this town honks. I said no, nobody in this town honks. She said, they honk at me. I said, because you're the one who's camped out at the red. You're not turning right. You can turn right. Well, you know, I'm playing it safe. You know, I said, well, let's get going. And, you know, everybody's argument is, what's the rush? And it's like, it's not for you to decide whether I'm in a rush or not. I know.
Did you say that to her?
Yes.
And
I know all you a-holes who are, you know, on the dole and, heading to choir practice in Conejo, want the world to slow down to a crawl with you. Other people have jobs and obligations, and they're trying to do things. It's not for you to decide what their pace should be. You're not the goddamn metronome. Your job is to follow the rules and go.
Well, to get in the way of people is passive-aggressive.
Yeah,
that's
listen,
what that is.
Yeah, it's like, it's rude. It's rude for you to honk. It's rude for you to drag your ass in front of me.
Yes.
So I say this all the time. Here's the example. You're walking down the sidewalk. You come up next to somebody. The person you come up next to on the sidewalk is just doing a little window shopping. You know, wife's inside buying something, and he's out there killing time. You're running late for work. Yeah. So as you try to pass him, he puts his arm out. No. Not so fast. We'll go at my pace. Now who's rude? That's what they're doing when they're camped out at the light.
Yes, I'm with
they're
you.
They're putting their arm out saying, oh, no, listen. I'm a 70-year-old woman who's never had a job. We'll slow it down to my pace, which is it's a glacier raped a sloth.
How in the world did you resolve this?
And then took a Quaalude.
Nice.
That's the pace. That's my mom's pace. So she said, oh, there's nobody honk. I said, I'm the person that's honking at you, by the way. And she's like, well, people honk way too. People don't honk enough. They don't honk
at
all.
Not in this town. Not at all.
They honk in New York.
Oh,
they don't honk here. Here, they do the confusing honk. You wave bye to your buddies, pulling out the driveway. You turn around, you start heading into the house. Neat, neat. Oh, what do you do? Forget his glasses. You start heading out, and you see him going away. What are you honking for? I don't need the neat honk. I just said bye. You know that honk?
And by the way, the honk here is never the kind of honk that's in New York. It's always kind of, I mean, you know, it's like, hey, wake up. It's never.
Never leaning on it. Yeah. What is that? I'm driving. I'm pulling out the drive back and down the driveway. Honk.
It's a greeting. Farewell greeting.
Don't do it when the person has turned their back on the car and has walked back to the door.
You can't see us wave then. So we have to honk.
You do the honk when the person's waving, the toot toot.
Yeah, but then you're waving.
How many times you got the toot toot at the door and you're like, huh? What'd they do? They forgot something. And you start heading back and you just see their taillights going down the street.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank God.
How do you resolve it? I got to hear the end of this. How'd you resolve it?
I just told her to get moving. And she doesn't feel safe. You know, believe me. Yes. All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
Here we go. Take calls.
Very uncomfortable.
Just not take calls. Very don't take any calls.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? No taking calls. What do you think of that, smart guy?
Oh, come on.
Lucille?
Yes?
What's up?
I wanted to know what the risks of fisting are.
The what?
The risks of fisting?
Yeah.
No, you
vaginal
don't.
Vaginal fisting?
Oh, vaginal fisting.
As opposed to?
Nasal.
Nasal fisting.
You ever had the nasal fister?
Yeah. Aural, A-U-R-A. Yeah, oral fisting.
Well, seems like. And, you know, same kind of damage you could do with a bowling pin or, you know, anything else that was bigger than the opening.
If you listened last night, we had a woman call who was having her second bladder repair for a bladder prolapsing, falling into her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how stretching that area can cause the uterus to fall down or the rectum to fall in, all kinds of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And tear.
Mm-hmm.
It's good times.
Mm-hmm.
But that area is fairly resilient, obviously.
Why? What's going on with you?
Oh, it's something I practice.
You practice fisting?
Practice. Well, practice. I'm trying to think of the choice of that word, practice.
Well, you always you got to constantly practice, so when the day comes, when the fist comes, you're ready.
Right.
You know what I mean? You drill, yeah, drill, drill. It's like a volunteer fire department.
Yeah, got it.
Lucille?
Yes?
Who does the fisting on you?
Just partners that I've had.
Oh, I see. Not a pet or a grandparent or something like
just
that.
Just random partners. That paints a very vivid picture for me.
Are these females?
No, males.
Males. Where's your dad?
In his bedroom.
Right. Are you angry?
No. Where's the guy putting her up to this call?
Either bogus or you're angry or something. I don't know, but I'm getting the cadence, the angry cadence.
No, it's not that.
Yeah? What's your dad do?
He owns his own business. He runs a landscaping business.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, this close to hanging up. All right, landscaping. Horrible. Landscaping is one of those things. No, it sounds like you have a job, but it's really you're just digging ditches. You're just dragging boulders and stuff.
Someone's got to make a lot of money, those landscape architects and stuff.
Yeah. The guy who does Disneyland does, but not this guy.
No.
Hey, Lucille?
Yeah.
All right, so what's up? You love your dad?
Yeah, he's okay.
It's okay, but not a ringing endorsement.
No.
How's mom?
What?
How's mom?
She's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I would talk to you a little more, but you're angry, and you got that angry cadence thing that makes us drag every goddamn thing out of you, and that, like, two Mississippi before every answer, so I got no more time for you. So go fist away.
Okay.
All right. Let's, people don't even know it, but I always tap into it. It's
strange enough, it's always people that have been victimized that you really go nuts
to
on.
To Mississippi.
So we can pretty much predict that she was victimized.
Here are your choices. Your choices are an answer that gets you no further along, or I repeat the question. It's amazing. You get that, what do people do? They're self-employed. What do people do? They own their own business.
Who did you do this action with, this fisting with?
And so here's how it goes. So go ahead, ask me.
Who do you fist with?
That's how you ask it?
Well, who did the fisting?
Who did the fisting? One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Various partners.
Where's your dad?
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. In the bedroom.
What's he do? What does your dad do?
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. He has a job.
And what does that job entail?
One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Fisting. That's how it works.
Assisting people to ask that question.
It just feels like every conversation makes you want to kick them like a jukebox and go, let's go. It feels totally unsatisfying. And yes, and it gets you angry, and that means something happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know what happened to her, but, you know. Here's the whole thing. I know we're supposed to be compassionate and stuff, but if you're calling, you're asking a question, you're throwing around an attitude, screw you. Just get some therapy.
It'd be interesting to know what she got out of the fisting. You know what I mean? What does one, really, what does one get from that?
I don't know, but I do know, you know, your sexuality is something that if it gets screwed with early enough, all bets are off. And then you become like some crazy tribesman who eats some indigenous plant that tastes like bitter paste to us, and to them it's a delight.
Right, right.
You know, it's like fist, you know, you're wearing a warlock's outfit, you're getting fisted,
yeah.
You know, you got a full-size picture of your grandmother. What? No, that doesn't sound good. Oh, no, it's great. It's great to you. I mean, if you're effed up. I mean, that's just that's what everything is, isn't it? Killing is great to some people. Mm-hmm. They have an orgasm to kill somebody, you know?
Not sexual.
Oh, no, it's not.
Not sexual.
No. But you come.
Yeah.
Marie?
Yes?
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up?
My boyfriend and I are kind of having a problem. When we have sex, he always has come early.
Mm-hmm.
And usually he can just keep on going after he's done. But mm-hmm. lately he comes and he cannot get it back up. It's just gone.
Like that he has come. It sort of moved up the ladder from done come.
Yeah. It's the next evolution in effed up grammar.
Yeah.
Okay. How long does it take before he has his first orgasm?
It's usually within minutes.
Minutes, okay.
Okay.
Why doesn't he get the first one out of the way before he's even with you?
Ooh.
He's done that before, and then he's just tired. Like, he can't. I've then tried oral with him to get him to come that way.
Well, let me translate tired.
He's not interested.
Yeah, not interested. Not excited.
Yeah. You need a new broom in there to sweep clean.
I think this guy, is he on medication?
No.
Is there anything else about the relationship we should know?
Not that I know. Like, we're planning on getting married and everything. He says he loves me very much.
How long have you been together?
We've been together almost 2 years, and I've known him since I was 3.
Does he give you oral sex?
Yes.
And do you orgasm that way?
Sometimes, but not all the time.
All right. Well, I think that's your goal.
To find other means other than him having intercourse with you. If it's possible that you can be satisfied by other ways, you got to incorporate those ways in.
Right.
But I don't like the guy that won't step up. I don't trust that guy.
Well, he's trying, but it's not working.
No, he's just like, fair.
I know.
He used to have orgasm before and prepare. Nah, it's whatever.
I know, because there's that time when you're with somebody where it's like you got to prove, it's like anything, like it's your first day on the job,
right
first day at school,
you gotta make good,
you're gonna impress, plus everyone you hump becomes like a carrier pigeon. You think, oh, she's gonna go out there and start spreading the word, whoever I am, whatever grade I get, whatever my stamina is like, that's it,
whatever grade she gives me,
yeah.
Whatever the evaluation is. Sure, you fill out those papers at the end of the session.
Corolla, D minus, I'm being generous. that's what happens. And then there comes a certain point when you realize, she's not telling anybody. And I no longer have to try. And when you get to the no longer have to try part, that's trouble.
Yeah, I think it is trouble. And it's a sign that he doesn't care to try. And either he's the kind of guy then that not really caretaking, not really caring about his partner, or he's not really into his partner. Either way, it's not a great thing.
Right. But it's unfair for the girls to grade the new guy. It's ironic that the guy, the previous boyfriend, has never been at it. It's like he's like a battery that has been completely drained.
Well, but
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the reality
is the Energizer Bunny just barely moving. And then she's comparing that to the new guy who's basically trying to, you know, is banging her like a ferret on a triple cappuccino. He's going at it.
Here's what that tells you about the male biology. He wasn't meant to stick around.
The last guy?
Any guys in general, you know what I mean? Their biology is good at the beginning, and
God meant us to move on after about 8 months. And, because, we start tapering down to it's nothing.
And you got to be able to sort of work with that. A guy has to be aware of that and pushing on a little bit and working and be in his partner to the point that is getting close to home for you, Adam.
Well, not everyone shares your passion.
I understand. I can see that in the glaze
on
your face. But I also saw some other thought bubble float by.
That was a fart. Yeah.
Not again. You notice I can't prepare tonight.
Yeah.
I full gear, armor.
Yeah. Drew brought a shield tonight.
That's right.
He had nothing. He had nothing but a button-down shirt. That's no good.
That's the last time I'm doing
that. That's not going to save you. That's like wearing a yarmulke in a drag racing accident. Nothing. No protection.
That was brutal last night.
Yeah. Brutal. Let some good gas go.
Chris.
And then...
brutal, right?
Yeah.
Very brutal.
Yeah. And then Drew let something go. And then they collided and morphed into something that... something wicked that way came for both of us. And then I didn't know whose fart I was enjoying. And then I got nauseated. All right, let's go, Drew.
Here we go. Let's break it down.
What? Let's rock out. Let's go. Let's break it down.
Here we go.
Come on now. Get a hand in.
I'm ready.
Get a hand in. Where are we going? What happened with Marie?
She was the one we just talked
to. Yeah. Well, what? She okay?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't help her. Did we help her?
Well, we said he's got to step it up, or she's got to look at whether or not really this relationship is what she thinks it is.
He can start trying.
Yeah. And you mentioned oral sex, that kind of thing, to try to incorporate other means other than intercourse into their action.
Mm-hmm. Christine?
Yes.
22?
Yes.
What's up?
I just wanted to call and say that I love you and Dr. Drew. I think you are both very attractive older men, and I don't understand why anybody hasn't asked you guys to have your own like TV or show or something like that. I don't know if you've heard of Talk Sex. It's like some older lady that does that show, and she features like different toys like every week or whatever.
The show's getting popular, isn't it, or is it? I think I've seen her on something.
It's done okay. It's done okay.
What station is it on?
Oxygen.
Yeah, Oxygen. It's on something like that. And I mean, it's great, but I would rather see you guys doing something like that.
Yeah. Well, once in a while, I'd say it's a cyclical thing, but about every 12 years, an old broad comes up and just starts talking graphically about sex. And, you know, there's something very novel about a 74-year-old woman saying, you know, talking about felching and dirty Sanchez's. And it's
the scary thing for me, though, as a professional, is that they're never trained to do what they're doing. They're never really clinicians with adequate training to get in the material they're getting into.
Usually.
They quote literature bizarrely. They talk about rectal vaginal fistulas. They've never seen one in their professional career. It's like, come on.
Even talk about that. And then when you really like just sort of take like, I don't know, Dr. Ruth or Dr. Phil or Dr. Laura, and you break it all down, is it ever anything different than what you thought it was going to be? You know what I mean? It's like, me and my husband, we're having... You got to go back to that place where there's intimacy. You need to turn the clock back and get back to the place where you two can really
enjoy. Put family first.
You need to take some time aside, not with the kids, not with the pets. Is it ever anything like it's never some goddamn piece of advice where I go like, holy yes, wow,
yeah, we're that.
I never thought of that.
Right.
I don't know how
do you know that.
I don't know how you make your life is a sort of guru when it's like your workout guru, and it's like, you got to take in less calories than you burn. You have to burn more than you take in. Okay, so raw fruits and vegetables. Exercise, take it easy on the diet pop and the sugary candies. What do you think? People like raising their hand. What about halva or marzipan? Is that okay?
Halva.
You know what halva tastes like? Halva tastes like...
It's like a sawdust.
It's like...
Sweet sawdust.
Here's what it tastes like. Like a Jew ate a sack of sugar and a sack of sand and just crapped it into a bread.
They pronounce halva. How the hell do you know about that?
Halva? I know everything.
You do know everything.
Here's the point.
I can't resist it. Go ahead.
I tell you, halva, I've said many times that Mexico makes the worst candy and dessert in the world.
Second.
The Jews could probably give them a run.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except for the Jews can do the pastry stuff, but the halva, I'd put halva up against anything Mexico had to offer. Kicks Flan's ass in the crap department. Runs circles around this.
But sometimes they'll chocolate coat it to make it somewhat palatable.
Yeah, but it's really like somebody just dumped the honey into an ashtray, like one of those hotel sand ashtrays, and formed it into a bar.
Yes, it is. It's ash, honey ash. Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
Honey flavored ash,
and it's got to be in terms of bad for you versus calories. Versus good taste.
Way.
There's no worse ratio.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't know. Number one is a very sweet cherry. You know, good for you and tastes delightful. Halva's got to be the very bottom. 7 billion calories. And it really just...
You can hear your arteries snap shut while you're eating it.
Yeah. Actually, hearing valves close in your heart, and it tastes like fried hell. Yeah.
Christine.
What was I talking about, Drew?
Yes.
Christine? We had a TV show for about 5 years on MTV.
I don't know. I must have been banned to watch MTV at that time. I just moved out.
That should have been in your wheelhouse, because you should have been like 17 or 18.
When we were doing that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have cable. My dad didn't allow it, so.
Well, hold on. Go. I was in the middle of a jag.
Sorry.
All right, here's my point. And then so you get the old broad who's talking about penises and vaginas, but like I said, everyone just close your eyes. And here's what I want to say about 90% of all information that is passed forward, and you know, probably include myself in this.
Hmm.
Traffic reports. Weather reports, advice about dating.
Yeah.
Tips to avoid a hangover.
Right.
What was that last one? Moderation.
Hold on.
You say if I go out New Year's Eve and only drink half a beer.
Don't drink. That's right.
Yeah. What's the best way to avoid a holiday hangover?
Don't drink.
Okay, hold on. Where's the scratch pad?
Don't drink, Adam.
Don't drink. Wow. Oh, my God. You got to write a book.
Well, here's the thing.
You know what I need? I need one of those quarterback cheat sheet sweatbands that I wear with all your sagely advice on it. Let's see. Lose weight. Listen, papa, fruits and vegetables raw. Don't eat.
Exercise. More.
Okay. Avoid a hangover.
Don't drink.
How to avoid an STD. What's the best way?
Abstinence.
Okay, that's the only sure way to. Yeah. Wow, this is great. This is huge.
Publish this. You should book. You're right.
Oh,
the zone.
Oh, yeah, Dr.
Adam's
Phil.
Zone.
And then Schwimmer's got a PSA. Talk to your kids. Oh my God, where's the band?
Here,
there's not
Adam,
enough room on it.
Aside from the fact that there's no information in 95% of what's out there, what I find most offensive, it's self-consciously created that way because the media, people that create media, talk down to the public.
They do.
I got yelled at by the...
Hold on. Do you people hear that?
Wait a minute.
These are big words you're using.
I got yelled at by the executive producer of Good Morning America for using biological terms during a morning radio, during morning television broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I'm not interested in this anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Tell them to kiss your ass.
Kiss my...
And now they got that old broad talking about vagina. Yeah. But every once in a while, so about every 12 years, an old broad comes around, starts talking about vagina, and it's incredibly novel.
It's just novelty. That's all. It's not information. It's novelty.
But again, is there any actual information that anyone ever gets out of this stuff? No. Or is it just sort of reinforcement? And here's the thing. Like I said, maybe we're just signing our own death warrant here, Drew. And this is why I end up talking about running red lights.
We can always
like
go
that.
Back to the accordion countdown.
Ooh.
We got plenty of room here.
Oh, that's going to be huge.
Yeah.
We're going to play that tonight. Okay. No, I mean, we're doing that tonight.
Good.
But here's the thing. Here's why. Because just like dieting, you know, eat less and work out more. Relationships, pay attention, be attentive.
Communicate.
Try not to C-whip your partner. I do that, you know.
You're doing it, yes.
Yeah, like what the Pope does, but different.
Yours, though, wouldn't.
Yeah.
At the top.
Yeah. All this relationship advice, all the dieting advice, all the hangover advice. It's never anything. It's just don't drink, pay attention, eat raw fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but if you can do it in a real blowhardy way, that's what I like.
Well, you do. It's an evangelism. It's all just about evangelism.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to cure you.
That's right.
I'm going to make you skinny.
That's right. We're not going to do that on this show.
No.
We're
going to tell you how long after the music starts the accordion will kick in.
That's right. We're focused. We're going to prioritize. All right. So now we're going to try to play some Ace's Mexican Accordion Countdown when we come back, but I'm not sure if Engineer Chris is up to it.
You got any ranchero music?
What do you mean? I don't have any.
Ranchero music.
I don't
You know what that is?
Yeah, but I don't have any.
Yeah.
But we can't do it from that end, guys, because then you can't record the show, and it's just an abortion. So we've got to work something out.
We'll get the radio.
No, no. Let me say this about you.
It's so effing loud.
Let me say this about you, first off. I'm sorry. Hey, it's a shock that Engineer Anderson doesn't like
it. No, I'm down with the game. It's a great game. Kroll, I'm trying to help you out. I had everything set up last week over here.
All right. Here's I'm going to yell at Drew, not at you, Anderson.
Well, can you do it at your end?
Drew, hold on a second. First off, we stop thinking out loud. You act like there's something that can get done around here. Like, oh,
it's a telephone.
Michelle's gone, and we're just going to roll right into this bit. No, you got to work it out. Andrew, Chris doesn't even know what you're talking about.
He started the game with you guys.
He doesn't know what we're talking
about. No, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. He's cool. All right, we're going to take a break. Drew, go ahead and work it out if you're going to work it out.
All right,
we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah, Carrie Elways is going to be in here. I don't really know how to say his name. Elways.
Yeah.
Elways. Yeah, good actor. Going to be in here on Wednesday night, and then Jimmy Eat World in here on Thursday. All right. Now, we can play Ace's Accordion Countdown, which is exciting. It's a game that I pioneered in the writing office over at Kimmel. I figured out, well, when you work around as many Latino brothers as I do, you hear...
Your house being redone.
Yeah, but in general... I've always worked around Latin guys.
Right. I mean, you sort of juxtaposed Kimmel and the round of guys you work. Kimmel's,
you're right.
You got a bunch of white guys from Boston.
No,
you
Kimmel's half Mexican.
Yeah,
he's not full. He tries to pass himself off as one, you know, EEOC stuff. That's how he got the gig.
Oh, yeah.
The point is, you know, up in the writers' room, it's a bunch of a-holes from New York and Boston.
Right.
But we got a radio, and I realized that the ranchero music, every time you turn on, you just hear that accordion. It is accordion-driven music, and it's music that's meant to annoy. I've really just decided. It's the kind of music that if you're hungover and you hear for more than 8 seconds, you start stabbing people around you. That's how it works. And we should gamble first. So the question then becomes, how long before the accordion kicks in? A lot of people, novices, might say, I don't know, 30 seconds, a minute, maybe never. Ooh, no. Contraire. The average, what do you think? We've done 10 songs. What do you think the average is?
Well, it's funny because the average gets skewed by some songs that come in late or not at all.
We have had a couple, and they do start. We start in the middle of the song randomly.
And Michelle taught us they're not really ranchero music in that case. They have some other name. Or escapes me
now. It's ranchero. You're thinking of Tex-Mex.
Tex-Mex.
No, Tex-Mex doesn't make you want to stab people.
Well, you're right.
Tex-Mex makes you want to kill yourself.
Yes.
The ranchero makes you want to kill others and then yourself.
Right.
All right. So, oh, and vomit while you're doing it.
Yes, first vomit.
So, the point is that we have had a couple where you haven't heard it at all.
Yes, that's crazy. I'd say four of those in which there is an accordion, say 3 seconds on average.
On average, 3.5, I would say.
Yeah.
All right, so you want to pick a number?
3.
You're going with 3 seconds. Yeah. And you can go the immediate route.
I was thinking about that, but
I'll tell
you. Since we've had 3 seconds as an average, I'll go for it.
I've nailed 7. All right, Anderson, are you ready? Because I'm going to cue you, but I got to look at the clock and make sure I get the whole number so I can calculate it. You ready?
I got it.
You got it?
Well, yeah, we might have some issues, but yeah. All right, here's the issues, guys. The album that I found, the only one I could find during the break, unfortunately, there's a man with an accordion on the cover of the album.
Of course.
Kind of like seeing Jimmy Page on the cover.
Of course.
So it's all guitar.
Ranchero music.
Went and found stuff.
No, you found some stuff.
Oh, okay, because engineer fill-in Michelle said she had a bunch of stuff loaded in.
No, that was her in the CD that night.
Oh, that was just that night, it's not with us
anymore.
No.
It's Anne's dad to go get it.
Okay. But he's got are you doing, Drew? Are you high? Just like, just play this?
Also, there's other routes we could do. I mean, there's plenty of ways. I had a bunch of stuff set up that night, too. Whatever.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's just try
right now
the
we got
one
the
you,
accordion.
Let's just try the one you got.
This is music from North America. Mexico.
Hold on, Andy.
Hold on.
Cue you.
I'm going to go 9 seconds.
All right.
I'm going big. All right.
The guy's got an accordion on the cover.
I know, but come on, you never know. You can hit the bridge sometimes.
All right. You're right.
All right. You ready? And action.
Okay.
Well, let's hear the song. Yeah, this is it. Yeah, this is my life.
We need the singing, though.
It's everyone. Yeah.
Describe the scene, the setting around your house.
Setting around my house is Ozzy's down in the garage. He's with Jose and Rogelio. I gave him explicit instructions to put the primer on before the paint the night before. He's now chosen to put the paint on before the primer.
Wow.
And that's when the argument ensues.
So you're coming down in your bathrobe.
Oh, also, Ozzy's setting the barbecue up for later on in the day because he barbecues. He somehow, mathematically, it only works out to a half-hour lunch, but yet he barbecues throughout the day. He actually has, like, a double propane tank like, with a half trash can in it. He's like, once every couple weeks. And it'll be like, Ozzy, what are you barbecuing? Rahel, he's 41 and a half today. And it's like, huh? You can't barbecue every day. Oh, yeah, setting the barbecue.
All right, so let's have the music, barbecue. And then you set the scene for coming down to the garage in the morning.
Oh, you want to reenact?
Yeah, I want to reenact.
Reenactment of that? Yeah. Reenactment?
Okay, music.
All right, but you got to play it loud.
Yeah.
Make sure it sounds like
loud.
Yeah, it's going to be loud. Yeah, maybe a little louder. All right. Hey, Ozzy, yeah, when you did the coring and the cement, you got to blow the holes out before you put the all thread in there or the upon that hole. Would you shut that off? Shut it off! Shut it off! That's how it works. That's what it sounds like every morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Every single morning.
Oh.
You know that music sounds like after a bottle of wine at 2 a.m. at 8:10 in the morning?
Like somebody drilling in your head.
Maybe it would be better. Yeah. It would be better. So it's root canal performed by an accordion and a giant guitar. It's awesome. Ozzy's got the barbecue fired up. It's awesome. He's marinating.
He has a great barbecue.
Oh my God. Have you had?
Yes.
Had.
Oh my God. Oh,
yes. Heroin.
Yeah.
Great. I know.
No wonder he barbecues every day.
I know, but I pay for his barbecuing. Kellen?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
What's up? Kellen, that's a nice name for a girl.
Thanks.
Have you ever called before?
No.
Kellen?
Yes.
Have you ever called before?
No.
Okay. That yesh is kind of a funny, familiar
sound. I would have remembered Kellen, though.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So what's the question?
I had a dream a couple nights ago that I murdered my 9-month-old daughter.
Mm-hmm. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
My mother has taken child psychology classes and said that it was normal, but I don't feel it's normal.
Well, I don't
you hear it a lot.
It's common. I don't know that I'd put it on the sort of normal scale.
It's not the kind of thing that people share with
That's
others
what
that
she
often.
Said. She said there's books published about it, but she says it's not something that people talk about, but it was quite disturbing.
Yeah. Well, I can see when you're sleep deprived and the kid's keeping you
women,
up. And
women, you're right. Women have an impulse to kill their children, but even in their waking hours when they're completely stressed to the point of the breaking point. Let me tell you, as a parent of multiples, you get there.
Mm-hmm. But one kid with a multiple personality.
Right.
First time that.
But there's a huge difference between sort of fantasizing about that and actually acting out in any way towards your child. And the one thing you got to watch out for with these sorts of impulses is whether or not there's a depression.
Mm.
If you hear the stories about women that do kill their children, what is it you keep hearing? Well, she had a postpartum depression and became psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a feature of postpartum depression when it becomes severe, as people can do very, very bizarre and violent things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely, to me, it's a symptom that requires looking into.
Mm-hmm.
So I would talk to your doctor about the fact that you're having these fantasies. And I imagine you are depressed, right?
No.
Touché. Do you have a husband?
Yes.
I do. How's that going?
It's great.
Okay.
You're not feeling anxious or panicking.
All right. Well, look,
well, don't
people get confused
kid,
about depression.
After this happened, I
freaked out after this.
I'm sorry?
So you've not been feeling overwhelmed, not been feeling anxious, not been feeling...
Uh-uh.
All right.
Mm. All right.
I'd still look into it. Because, again, if you remember the woman that drowned her kids? If you talked to her, she didn't need to be in the hospital. She had it all together. Remember
She's
that?
She's a religious psychotic.
But whatever. The point is that people often don't have insight into what's going on. With
I know, but are you ever really going to stop those people? I mean, I know with every tragedy, there's this sort of crossroad point where if only earlier that day they didn't have their next drink, or if they'd listened to their brother and come out to the to Montana.
You're right.
You know, there's always that. But it's like you could trace every single tragedy, every plane crash, every blimp explosion, every murder. There's always some crossroad. And maybe we've passed that crossroads a million times and nothing's ever happened.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree. And I also agree with you that the other issue is willingness. And willing to be insightful and to be willing to take direction.
Mm-hmm.
And people are amazingly obstinate. I mean, that's so peculiar.
Mm.
You know? And if whatever.
No, I know.
Yeah, I'd rather go home and kill my kids. That's better. Better idea.
Well, wasn't she a religious fanatic, too, or something?
Yeah, there was something going on there. But it wasn't exclusively that. She was unwilling to do what they asked her to do. She didn't follow up.
Yeah. All right. But I don't know. Nutty. Okay. Well, it's a tragedy. No doubt. All right. Where do you want to go?
There.
Husband gave her chlamydia and left?
Yeah.
Boyfriend loses boner in the middle of sex. Been with
herpes.
Three girls, two hookers. Never orgasm, huh? Herpes. Met girl on internet. They're getting close. Aaron. 23. Very sad. Aaron?
Hey, hello.
You met a girl on the internet?
Yeah, actually, about 3 months ago.
Have you met her yet, or you just talked to her on the internet?
No, well, we talked on the cell phone a little while ago. Actually, I think
virgin?
I'm kind of falling for her too fast than I should be.
Are you a virgin?
No, I'm not a virgin, hell no.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you, Adam? What are you talking about?
I'm not saying he had sex with a sister, but half sister.
No.
Okay. All right. Not a
I'm not that weirded out. But we've had phone sex maybe about five times. But I'm here in L.A. in Covina, and she lives in Georgia. And I met her in a chat room, and about 3 months we've been talking and stuff. And I really wanted to get a third person opinion on what I should do because
what is she doing? How old is she?
Well, we talk on the cell phone a little.
How old
ago.
Is she?
All right, let me ask. I'll use reverse psychology.
How often
19, you talk on the cell phone? She's gonna tell me how old she is.
Every day. She calls me about five times a day.
Five times a day. How old is she?
She's 19. She goes to the University of Georgia.
Hold on a second. Aaron sounds like he's about 10 kinds of squirrely.
Yeah, well, definitely squirrely. And what college student will call somebody across the country five times a day?
In Covina. And also, you're going to the University of Georgia. There's a good party school. You got dudes all over the place.
You're calling the guy five times a day in Covina.
Talking to a guy sounds like a Mr. Haney.
Well, we talked on the cell phone a little while ago.
Hey, Eb. Holy Christ. Earth to calling all spazzes. Aaron, what is up? She has a weight problem.
No, I've seen pictures of her recently, and she's pretty good looking, but like I'm kind of scared on actually like how much I feel for her already. Like it kind of freaks me out because
all right,
I haven't even met this girl.
All right, quiet down. Now you're 23. Do you have a job?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work at a women's lingerie. Pretty much. It's you guys probably guessed. Starts with a V, but I don't want to say anything else. Just
have
that.
Oh, the vagina hole?
No, I wish.
Works the vagina hole. They don't have men working Victoria's Secrets.
I'm just scared of how I'm feeling right now because
hold
it's
on.
Really...
He just comes in, cleans the schmutz off the dressing room mirrors at, you know, after closing.
Either that or it's Victor's lingerie. You know what I mean? He just doesn't want to say.
Be a good ploy. Aaron?
Yeah.
What do you do there? I never see a guy in that place except for, you know,
oh yeah, well, exactly. I don't work in the front. I do the stuff in the back that
the schmutz.
Really else wants to do.
Yeah, the schmutz. Like
right.
You said. Yeah.
Okay. But you're there during store hours.
Yeah. It's not my dream job, but you know it helps me pay my car payment.
Okay. So can you buy? Oh, by the way, can everyone just fly everywhere now? Like
Southwest, you can go to Georgia for like $20.
$8.
Yeah.
Southwest, like, if you, one way, it's $8 if you give them 2 weeks' notice.
Right. And if you stop 27 times.
Now, tell me if this is just me. Yeah. And because I come from a horrible family that turned everything into climbing.
Well, that is true, and that's just you.
Mount Everest yes. in December. But yes. it was like, first off, I thought in order to fly, you need, first off, you got to be rich. Secondly, yes. you have to have, like, attire. Like, I grew up thinking, well, you got to have a monogram ascot
and a smoking jacket and stuff. It's almost like you need an astronaut outfit. Yeah, you need some sort of special traveling gear.
Yeah, the compartment's not pressurized.
Right, right.
And you need stuff. You need lots of money. Like, you don't just go flying places.
No.
Now, you just go flying places, right? If your buddy drops you off at Burbank Airport and you're in Georgia 3 hours later.
Yeah.
And it costs $111.
Yes.
And you get 70 packs of cashews.
Like,
No, you don't get the nuts.
No.
You get the Fiesta mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay, the point is, don't get me started.
No.
You can go do this now. Why not just go do it then? If you're into her, Aaron,
why not meet her?
Just why don't you hop on a plane?
Well, I don't know if I'm that much into her, though. I mean, like, it's cool to find people. Like, I think...
All right.
I'm so into her. I'm in love with her. I'm falling in love.
No, I'm not. I'm like,
all right,
not
well, then knock it off.
Then put some boundaries down with her. Relax. I agree. That's what you should do is set some boundaries. There's something wrong with this whole situation. 5 times a day with a girl calling you from colleges in Georgia. Something's wrong with her that she's doing that. She can't have a social life where she is. She needs to have the opportunity to do that. Push her back a little bit. If you are interested in her, go check it out. But I don't think it's going to work out. It's just too much of a great distance here.
Then the ride to the airport. That, oh.
With
that
her?
Was huge. No, the Corollas. It was huge.
Oh, it was a big deal.
No, yeah. Cab, no way.
Oh, I pay for parking.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Get it on. Woo! Get it on. Yeah. Hey, my beloved Crank Yankers, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, Comedy Central. Also, DVD out.
Nice.
Crank Yankers. My DVD. I think season one is out. Ah. You're in season two or three. Got to figure that out. Also, new show called Drawn Together I'm in, which is
filthy. I heard that is so funny.
The Entertainment Weekly gave it an F.
That's a good sign.
Well, they gave the Man Show. Maybe it wasn't
minus three stars, minus 4 stars.
Actually, well, one thing I did got -4, and the other got -3. I can't. I think the Man Show was -3, and maybe Red Handed or something was -4. Could have been the other way around.
Yeah.
Anyway, you slice it. -4 stars better than 1 star. Yes.
Perfect.
All right. You ready to go here, Drew?
Here we go.
Let's talk to Robin, who's 26. Robin?
Hello.
Hey, girl.
How are you guys?
We're good. What's happening?
What's up?
Well, going through a bit of a life change right now. My partner of 10 years, my husband of 3, left me for my best friend of 15 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Hold on. You know what I miss? I miss when people go, can you say bitter? You know that ass?
Yes.
I love that one.
Thankfully, she's not that.
Can you say bitter? Yeah. All right.
I'm going to therapy.
Good.
Working on my issues.
I miss that as much as I miss what up.
What are your issues?
You know, it's a self-worth thing, you know. I mean, I did get dropped like garbage.
How long had this guy been carrying on, do you think?
Probably close to about 8 months. And I, you know, I'm the kind of person that I trusted him and her.
Yeah.
Usually these things are more about who you chose to be with than anything else.
And by the way, you know, people do that sort of adage all the time. I was a fool for trusting.
Yeah.
Of course, you're supposed to trust your best friend
and your husband. Yeah.
And your husband.
No, absolutely. And the hurdle is, am I going to be able to trust people in the future?
Well, not people you pick.
Not if
Drew picked your guy, you could trust him.
Yeah, that's the point. If you were sort of let down by your family of origin, then you'll be attracted to people that let you down, and here you've done that.
Yeah. All right. So, how'd you find out, by the way?
Just little things started. You know, I saw them playing footsies at a barbecue I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And
when did the news actually come out?
in June.
And she had chlamydia?
Yeah, and, you know, she had, well...
Yeah, how'd the news get broken to you?
And me and my husband were all really good friends, the four of us.
How'd it get broken to you, the news?
Well, he said, kept saying, you know, I'm attracted to other people. And I'm like, well, that's normal. You're supposed to be attracted to other people. You'd be dead if you weren't. And I, you know, said, if you really feel upset about this, we can go to therapy and you can talk about those issues. Because I'm all pro-therapy, you know.
Yeah, but men don't complain about that. You got to ask yourself, why is he telling me this? What is he trying to tell me?
Well, he was a virgin when we met.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
We got to go back to this one.
We do. Robin's got energy.
Yeah.
I mean, not all bad.
No,
but there's something cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a programmer. A little program in her. Hold on a second.
You're making the big money.
Are you sober?
Well, I mean, I smoke a little weed every now and then.
Just in the program.
Were you ever in the program or hooked on anything?
What do you mean?
Drugs.
No, she would
drugs, booze, anything? No.
No.
Okay,
no.
Hold on.
Okay, hold on.
I'm always right.
You're always right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll get back with Crazy Robin. Got chlamydia. Yeah, all that after this.
Drew, Tom, come on, bud.
All right, good ice cream we're eating here. Mm. Yeah, way to go, Adam. Mm. It's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Dr. Drew. He's Adam Crowe. He's got his mouth filled with Häagen-Dazs, one of those crazy ice cream bars with the nuts on the outside.
Häagen-Dazs is German for heroin.
And walked in here and said,
heroin, do you hear me?
You guys interested in it? We got a pallet of this stuff. And, we just... went for it. And, it's German for heroin. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, goodbye.
All right. So we're going to get back and talk to Robin, whose husband cheated. It's a disgusting sound. Like I said, if you could breathe through your nose, it might be okay to listen to you eat. But with the slobbering and the snorting and all, it's a little bit rough. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Robin's on line six. And her husband took off, a relationship of at least 10 years, husband of 3 years.
What are you going to do?
Husband took off with her best friend. Mm. She and her boyfriend and her husband were good buddies.
Gave her chlamydia.
Hold on.
Engineer Chris.
Yeah.
You're not eating a Häagen-Dazs bar.
Oh, I finished it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Yeah. All right. Two bites?
No, it took me like 3 minutes.
Really? Nice.
We didn't see it.
He did it rectally.
Oh, yeah.
He keistered the high.
You're right.
Put it in, pulled out a stick. Foul. Done. Smart.
It was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We're cool then. Go ahead, Robin.
Well, basically, a lot of our friends were obviously in common. I'm having a hard time, you know, emotionally dealing with the fact that they're still playing nice with him.
Right. How did you find out you had the chlamydia?
I went to I found this out, and then I found out through another friend that he had been fooling around with her.
Okay.
And I know that he has very loose sexual practices.
Well, no. So, he was a virgin when you met him, but he has loose sexual practices.
No. She
does.
I don't know. Can I say whore? That's what I call her.
And how were you treated for the chlamydia?
I took antibiotics. I'm clear. I'm clean. I tested.
What'd you take?
Tetra something or other. I'm not sure.
Tetracycline?
It was one of the, you know, they give it to you right there.
Zithromax.
Okay. Baby, you got to get a Häagen-Dazs bar. So all your trouble is going to melt away just like that milky ice cream.
Hey, you notice Adam even stopped complaining about his family for the few minutes he's been eating this
what
ice cream.
What do you mean? They're wonderful people.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about?
They're delights, all of them.
This is heroin.
They're great, supportive, wonderful
people. So, Rob, what is the question for us?
The question I have is I'm dealing with whether I should leave this town. It's a smaller town. Mm-hmm. I see them. And I want to take the high road, and I don't want
to... Do you work?
I work. I work part-time. I go to school full-time.
So, I'm talking to Robin.
She wants to take the high road. She called her whore about 8 seconds ago.
I know.
That's right. Stiff upper lip. Never let him see you sweat.
Gentlemanly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She had so much effing class to go the low road. So, Robin, can you change schools?
It'd be changing schools and changing, I think, moving.
But can you realistically change schools?
Absolutely. After the semester's over, I can't do it mid-semester.
What are you studying?
I'm a grade A student. I don't want to mess up any grades or any...
What are you studying?
Ocean science right now.
So you could go down to San Diego or something?
I'm thinking locally, like I'd rather finish out. I'm in a community college because that's all I can afford.
Yeah.
Which is hard because... I don't qualify for financial aid because we were married and blah, blah, blah. And I'm living the poor student life. And
Yeah.
I do want to move to the city, but, you know, I'm feeling a part of me says that I'm running away. Cause this town,
Hold on, we can't answer this for you. Listen, we can't answer this for you, but it sounds like
a fresh start
would be a good idea.
I'm riding a nice lactose buzz.
I do.
Now, listen.
I wouldn't be running away.
All right, hold on.
Nah.
I got to eat this.
I don't want to give them that satisfaction. I mean, they've already taken a lot from me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you going to do? Make a stand with them? Then you're living your life just to, just, you know, sort of in as a consequence of their behavior.
Look, there's a lot of people not wanting to give people the satisfaction and all this other BS. Just go do whatever you want to do. All right. You're going to community college. And by the way, studying like oceanography to community college.
Ocean sciences.
Ocean science. Let me explain how that works. One of the professors takes a leak in a kiddie pool and they throw a starfish in it and you stare at it for 4 hours a day. That's how it works.
Is that ocean science as a community college?
Yeah. And only Sam they sees the stuff in the ashtray in the teacher's lounge.
And the halva.
And the halva. Yeah. Last week, they showed Finding Nemo. That's close they get. Yeah, yeah. See the drawings? That's a jellyfish. Mm. Yeah. No, they don't have the big... No, they don't smoke cigars. No, no.
No.
Yeah, that'll be on the test. Robin.
Yes.
Please, who are you kidding with that junior college? Now, what are you going to do with that degree?
Honestly, there's...
Yes.
Department of Fish and Game has some jobs that appeal to me. Yeah,
ooh.
Definitely. No, actually, you know, you're wrong. I'm in a lab class out in the field.
I
live on the ocean, so I deal with doing beach sloping and sand gradation and all the technical stuff. It's actually hands on.
All right. I could, you know, the whole ranger life always seems attractive to me.
A little too cloppy for me.
Yeah. Little what?
Too cop-like for me. I don't want to have to be the authoritative cop.
So what do you want to do?
Well, you can be the cool ranger. Like, you go, like, you do that one where you're like, by law, I'm obligated to you to dump that beer out, but if you want to just kill it, I won't say anything to Smokey. You know what I'm saying? You'd be the cool ranger.
I'd be a conservation officer. You know,
okay. Hey, you kill Japanese whalers off the coast of San Francisco. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
fishing
look.
Limits and whatnot.
Okay, quiet down. Your guy, do you have any kids?
No children.
Fine.
Good. You're lucky.
Yeah,
fresh start.
I'm absolutely free.
Good. All right. He did you a favor. I know you're bitter. I know you're angry. You should be. I don't want to take that away from you.
Sort of exploration we should do, too, with her. And God knows why she attracted the kind of guy that
this exploitative. You have no kids, and you're going to junior college. Get out of there.
But stay with the therapy. You're going to have to grow into... the capacity for more intimate relationships that are not so exploitative. So you're going to have to be attracted or go out with or get involved with people who are not like your husband.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's she supposed to do with her chlamydia? She's got
that. She took the Zithromax. Yeah, she got that.
Mm. Hurts after she had a crush on guy. How about Diana from La Puente? Diana?
Uh-huh.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. No, I've liked this guy for 7 years. I'm trying to figure out how to hook up with him.
Please, Anne. Do you know this song?
Huh?
No.
Oh, I got a honker to play, though.
All right. Wait, turn that down, Anderson. How dare you? She's Japanese, yes? What's your nationality, Diana?
Nationality?
Yeah.
Mexican.
Ethnicity.
All right. I was wrong.
I don't know. I can't really hear you.
All right, we're cool. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello. Okay. All right, yeah, your phone line's crappy. You had a crush on a guy for 7 years.
And I used to kick his ass for two.
For two?
Yeah.
And now you want to get with him?
Yeah, and he scares me.
Why?
Because he has a staring problem.
Staring?
Yeah, back in the days, I used to kick his butt because I used to really, really like him. And I don't know. Back then, I used to... be violent. And so, and he was a lot shorter than me. He was up to my shoulders and I was like 4 feet. So, so I don't know, like I moved and I came back to this school and I still liked him even if I moved. I came back to this school where it's a really small campus. It's like 5 classes. And I saw him in my classes.
Hold on, it's called
Juvie. And he stares at me.
Oh, he stares at you all the time. He likes you, too.
He likes you. It means he likes you and or he's scared of you.
Yeah, but both probably a good thing.
Right.
So if you ask him out, ask him to movie or something. He'll be all about it. Don't worry.
Tell him you go out or you beat the S out of him.
And tell him, by the way, that's why you used to beat him up, because you really liked him. As you know how to express it.
All right, Diana, can you do that? Just go talk to him.
But I try talking to him. Like, now I try to say what's up or something. He'll say hi or whatever, but his friends talk a lot of crap about me. His friends don't like me whatsoever.
Why?
I have no idea. I know they talked to one of my ex-best friends who has a habit of running his mouth. Runs his mouth.
About what?
Because I'm his ex-girlfriend's best friend, and his ex-girlfriend has a baby with him. Baby.
Oh, hold on.
She is a class act.
That's great.
Yeah. Beating on guys since she was 11.
Fantastic.
Drops the S-bomb.
Yeah, it's
best friend has a baby. Perfect. 17.
Yeah.
Will you let me pick the calls?
All right. Well, you wanted... Look.
Just pick the call.
What are you talking about? You had a chlamydia call, and you're going right to a herpes call. So I wanted to get something in between two venereal diseases, for the love of Christ.
But here's the good news. I found a pipeline straight to Mexico. And here's the deal. You just got to ask, and I'll let you know if they're playing, because sometimes they take breaks.
All right. Let's just do a quick...
accordion countdown?
Accordion countdown, yeah.
Are they playing, Anderson?
Yeah, they're playing.
Okay.
All right. Go. What are you going with?
You first.
5 seconds.
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Ready? Go.
Nope.
Yeah, let's hear it. Turn it up a little, Anderson. Down, Anderson. Thank you. Yeah. And again, it brings you back to what time in your life? The music.
I've got many times with that music.
Brings you back to when, though, specifically?
I don't know what you're getting at.
Listen, you idiot. What were you talking about last time with we were playing this music?
I can't remember what I said.
The time in your life it brings you to?
I can't remember. What did I say?
You idiot. Chris? You're talking about being in New England and studying.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
I think of when I had my painter in my house.
Painter?
Yeah, he was into that music.
But you're talking about like a classic cousin. Painter. Like, I mean, you're...
No, he was just painting my...
Fine art painter.
Fine art.
He's doing like
portraits?
Yeah, right.
He's painting a fruit ball?
Still life?
Or was he abstract?
Abstract.
Abstract expressionism, yes.
What medium did he work in? Dunn Edwards?
I believe so.
All right.
I didn't check.
All right. True. What's it going to take with you? You did 20 minutes on bringing back to New England.
Didn't know where you're going. Be happy to go there if you clue me in.
Well, let me explain something, Drew.
Yeah.
It doesn't work as well when I go, do that bit where you talk about being in New England. The part where you're brought in is where you're clued in. Is you go, true, this must bring back memories for you.
Works better when I know what you're talking about. You go, hey, yeah. Know what you're talking about, as opposed to going, remember I used to be in New England? Give me a slight hint.
Yeah, I would have given you a hint, but you did 20 minutes on it last time we
did
that.
I'd do 20 again if you didn't just screw the whole thing up by going, hey, you don't remember? You're an asshole.
But
hey, I didn't remember, God damn it.
I didn't remember,
Adam, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Anderson, do you hear this?
Yes.
No. Yes, okay.
Get that on tape, by the way.
I'm trying to cut his cuss words. He's out of control.
I know.
I love it, Drew. Keep it up.
Yeah, I know you like my
dude. He's flipping out on me. Apologize.
No.
You apologize. Take it back. Take it back. You have to take it back. Yeah, I know I start yelling at you because no one's smarter and dumber simultaneously. You did 20 minutes on the whole New England thing 2 days ago. All right.
Yes, sir, Ms. Grohl.
All right. I'm sorry. Look, let's get going.
Yep.
Let's go.
Let's break it down.
Anderson, am I right or am I right?
Yeah, we got to get going. Let's break it.
No, not that. I'm talking about a stupid waxing poetic about New England.
Yeah, I was thinking Alaska myself.
Right.
I know it's something opposite of Mexico.
Yeah, even Anderson knows what he's talking about.
Well, I'm not a doctor. I don't have that many things on my mind.
See how that works? Katie. Katie, what's going on? 24.
Hi. I have herpes.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing this guy for a little over 2 months, and I haven't told him. But I haven't had an outbreak, so I'm just wondering, is it possible to give it to him if there's no outbreak?
When was the last time you had an outbreak?
Probably about 2 months ago. 3 months ago.
You taking medication for it?
When I have it, they give me the medication. Like, I don't take it. It's just, like, when
You don't take the stuff that suppresses it.
No, I need to. I want to get that.
Yeah, you can do that, and then he can wear a condom, and he can understand, hopefully, that the risk then is very slim of him having to contract it.
Do I have to tell him?
Well, I think ethically, yeah, you're obliged to tell him.
Well, but if he wears a condom...
Okay, well, we haven't.
Oh, you've been having sex with him all along?
Huh?
You've been having sex with him all along?
Yeah.
Mm. And this a new guy?
Yeah.
That's the kind of sex that draws blood.
Yeah.
What?
You know what I mean? Speak. Yeah, the first timers.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a first time you play paintball. Doing shoulder rolls over
boulders,
crawling under. I just feel
like it's too late.
Needlessly, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like it's too late for me to tell him. Like, I've, like, you know.
It is a little weird. Okay, let me tell you something. Mm. Guys are stupid. Mm-hmm. Okay? You could tell him that you just found out that you had herpes.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, you're sort of half lying, and you're off the hook for the past.
That, and if a guy is really into you, he'll accommodate.
They go
into kind of denial mode.
Yeah, it becomes a little hiccup and a little speed bump, but it's not a deal breaker if he's into you. And also, you really get off the hook when you do the just found out I had herpes. And, you know, guys just aren't that sophisticated. They're not, huh? What do you mean you just found out? Would you have an outbreak? Or were there ulcers that accumulated? They don't know anything. They barely know what herpes
is. We were having sex, so I went to have a regular checkup, and they tested me while I was there, and I have warts and I have herpes.
But you do the warts, too.
Sure, why not? You bet they're there.
You know what I think every time you tell me that? I just... You know, on those cartoons, when the guy looks at the island, he's real hungry, and he's with his partner, and turns into a giant drumstick.
Yeah.
I just see a giant wart when I hear you say
this. Must be nice.
Yeah. Drew, teeing off on me. Were you scared, Chris?
I was like, whoa.
You're like, whoa, right?
That's good.
Scary now.
Feel much better.
Feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good. Yeah. All right. How dare you yell at me for yelling at you?
Let's see.
All right, Katie, go ahead and lie.
Go ahead and lie, but okay.
Well, look, here's how I would rationalize it. The important part is that you pass along the information to him that you have herpes.
Okay,
that's paramount.
You're really obliged to do that.
The part about you guys having sex prior to this with no protection, unfortunately, is neither here nor there.
Because it's already happened.
It's already happened, and he has to get checked out anyway.
Uh-huh.
If he did not have herpes and you had exposed him to it, he would have symptoms.
Yeah. There's a better way to do it, too, is you accuse him.
What?
Just tell him you got your pap smear. The guys don't know any of this. They have no idea.
They don't want to hear about it. They put the finger in their ear.
You tell me you had the pap smear. Doctor said you may have herpes. Ugh. He suggested you have to get checked out too. And then you do this sort of thing where again it's ambiguous. All you need to do for a guy is give him a little kernel of hope. You know where you go. Oh, where do you get it? Well, through sex, could be sharing a towel at the gym, could be a bad pommel horse.
Where did she get it?
Yeah,
is that the point? She should just say, I must have been one of my old partners. I never knew. I never had symptoms. I missed it.
Yeah, but again,
most women that have herpes don't know they have it.
No, and you lie again. You give the kernel truth. You go, but you don't. You do that. Could have been a partner. Could have been a gym towel. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's good. As a guy, especially when you're like a guy and you're like young and you're in love and everything, just a little kernel. Just a little kernel of BS.
Just to support his denial.
So probably got, then now he can tell his buddies.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? She had herpes. Where'd she get it from? Beach towel? She's at the Y. She works with, she works with the therapy where they put the wheelchair right in the pool. Well, actually, they used to do that, and then they lost a couple of kids. And now they don't strap into the wheelchair anymore. Nice. Well, not steel ones. But here's the point. That's where she got it. working with a handicap. You know what I mean? They need something to go on. And then poor Deer found out and was devastated, told me, was in tears. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Why not? Hey, I'm all for lying if it doesn't help to tell the truth. Point is, the guy's got to go to the doctor. The guy's got to see if he's...
He doesn't even have to do that, right? Good.
If he had to wear a condom, you got to get on the meds, and there you go.
Yes,
if he got infected, he'd probably know it
He
by
would
now.
Know it by now, absolutely.
Candace?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
Do you hear Drew yell at me?
I'm sorry. What did you say? I'm at work. What did you say?
She didn't hear it.
He yelled at me.
Well, talk to me the calls I've been on hold if you want to hear. All right. Get some opinions.
Yeah. Oh, 83 minutes. Oh, yeah, Sarah's been on hold 83. Sarah?
Yes?
Did you hear Drew yell at me?
Yes.
What'd you think of that?
Not very nice.
Yeah, unfair, right?
Yes.
Not very nice.
What happened to the Hippocratic Oath? I tried to bring him back to that place when he listened to the ranchero music, and he didn't know what I was talking about, so he teed off on me. He freaked on me, man. All right, hold on, Sarah.
Freak Chris out. You can still see he's kind of shaking back there.
Yeah. Doesn't take much if, you know, roach farts. We're saying right for days.
Anderson loves it, strangely enough.
Oh, yeah, sure. Candace?
Yeah.
So you're 20, you're at work?
Yeah, I am. I'm a security guard.
Ooh. Yeah, I passed the security guards on the way in to Kimmel this morning, and I thought, yeah, poor Samson. And I thought, eh, must be liberating. Not liberating I came up for a cure for cancer kind of way, or I just humped the supermodel kind of way. But it's kind of you don't stress out when you go to work.
Right, right.
They're all congregated. They're all talking. And I just realize. And if tragedy does strike, they never really get blamed. They get a bullet maybe or whatever. But no one ever goes like, hey, go find this. Oh, we blame the security. Oh,
where was the security guard?
Who's the guys to blame? What happened to 911? Well, it could have been, all thing could have been avoided if we, they just.
In fact, quite the contrary, all you ever hear is.
Hero.
Hero, yeah.
Hero.
So you either it's all good or just don't hear anything.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a hero because when he was shot, he was shot as he was trying to tune in his Walkman, his obese body blocked the hall long enough for people to flee to safety.
So what's your question, Ken?
Well, I have a
That's why there's a shrine in the hall. Shaped like a pizza. All right, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Candace.
I have, like, a really clingy boyfriend. We've been together since July. Every, like, 5 minutes or so, he's always saying, I love you, or, you know, he's always giving me a hug or a kiss, or, you know, and it's like... Mm-hmm.
How old is he?
He's acting more feminine than I am, you know?
He's clingy. And how old is he?
He's 23.
Oh, he should be through that clingy stuff.
Yeah. How long have you been with him?
Since July, but we've been friends since, like, early this year. I met him at school.
Mm. Junior college?
No.
What?
Hmm? It's a university, yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, he was working there. He doesn't go there.
Oh. Now it came into focus. Well, so here's the thing. He's into you. He was friends with you, and he's into you, you know?
Right.
And the thing is when somebody meets somebody for the first time at a bar and they, you know, exchange glances and phone numbers and all that kind of stuff, it's different than when a guy's been pining for 6 months. You know, he gets a nice, yeah. He's got a lot of love to share at that point.
And was he a virgin this time?
No, I mean, he's definitely not a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's getting on my nerves, and I just want to know, you know.
Now, why does it get on your nerves? Because it make you feel like you're too good for him or something?
No, it's annoying that can you imagine somebody every 5 minutes giving you a kiss, giving you a hug? You know, I'm sitting driving the car, and he'll lean over and lean on me while I'm driving, or put his hand on my hand while I'm trying to shift gears and stuff.
I'd say 90% of the women that are listening are angry with you for having that guy and not appreciating it.
Yeah.
Now, him being clingy can be a little bit cumbersome, but you're not really describing clingy. You're just describing affectionate.
Yeah. Here's my theory. Here's an interesting theory. And I asked it. I didn't really ask it the right way. It got shot down. But think about this, Drew. When you're with somebody, and it's hard to, you know, especially when you're younger, you're constantly sort of trying to measure your place, your worth, what you look like, what your job is, what your income is, what you drive, where you come from. And then sort of you want to date up. You'd like to go out with someone a little bit. I mean, look, I hate to say, but this is the way it goes. If you're 7, you want to date an 8, you don't want to date a 6.
Right.
That's how you know you're doing well. And by the way, this is life. If you have an MBA and you're at the head of your class, you went to an Ivy League, and you're making 36 grand a year, hold on. I know that sounds like a king's ransom, Chris, but it's really not that much. Okay. And you're making that kind of money, you're not doing that well for yourself.
Right.
On the other hand, if you got a ninth grade education and thrown out of the 10th grade and you don't have your GED, you're doing okay for yourself.
At that level, yeah.
That's what life is.
Right, right.
If you're Richard Gere and you're dating a chick who works at the Quickie Mart and she's have a thyroid problem, you're not doing that good for yourself.
Right.
I hate to say it, but that's it. And I got to keep going here. I know we're on a late break, but I mean, if you're making a ton of money and you're driving the smallest, cheapest Mercedes, that's not the car you should be driving if you're making a ton of money. On the other hand, if you're a school teacher, you're driving a great car. That's how we do it. And I think when somebody smothers the other person constantly with affection, they start thinking, well, maybe I can do a little better.
Yeah, this
person's happy to be with me.
Yes.
He's the school teacher driving the Mercedes.
This is the Woody Allen, Groucho Marx statement about that I'd never want to be a member of a club that could have me as a member.
Yeah, but it's not...
Especially enthusiastically embrace me as a member.
It's not just all that. As a partner, part of your job is sort of letting the other person know that they're lucky to be with you, too.
Right. And especially, by the way, women see clingy as weak and yuck.
He calls it effeminate.
Yeah, right.
All right. Let's... All right. Well, why don't you just tell him to reel it in a little bit? Stop building a case against him. Like Drew said, 99% of women here are getting angry because they love that.
It may be that you just can't handle intimacy. You can't handle closeness. And you got to look at that, too.
All right. Give it a break. We'll take a break. Everyone, break something off.
Now.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Carrie always in here on Wednesdays. You meet World. We got Anthony Kiedis coming up next week.
Nice.
I don't even know if I've ever met him. Have I ever met him? Has he been on this show?
He's been on a show.
He's
a
been
few
on
times
this show.
He was in here with Robert Downey Jr., so I'm pretty sure.
He's in here with Robert Downey Jr. I don't think I've ever met Robert Downey. No. I know I've met Anthony Kiedis. So,
as they say,
anyway.
Out the gate by 8, in the spoon by noon.
Mm.
Back again by 10.
Nice.
Powerful. Yep. Robert Downey Jr., much more likable guy than you'd ever know.
Oh, yeah. He's a good guy.
Incredibly likable.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get him back in here.
That'd be good.
All right.
I got to share a minute in the bathroom that we just had. I was walking by the latrine where Adam had just finished doing his business. And, asparagus again, Adam, for God's sakes.
Asparagus, yeah.
Huh.
A lot of asparagus.
It's like there's no debating, no discussing. I know exactly what you had for dinner.
I like asparagus. Yeah,
a bushel of asparagus.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I'm walking out of the bathroom and I literally am propelled out by the scent.
I would like a car air freshener just smelled like my asparagus whiz.
Oh my god!
And, if you think about it, like
little stalks of asparagus hanging off the window.
Well, the car scents are like ridiculous, like. Cherry vanilla and stuff like this sort of stuff smells like a pimp's apartment.
Yeah.
So it's like a pimp's hamper. It's a weird stuff. Like, I wouldn't mind some peppermint or something. It's always just ridiculous. Stuff smells like an old porno magazine. It's weird and sweet,
mildew,
waxy.
Yeah.
Mildew meets jizz, meets wax, meets sweet. It's kind of. How about some asparagus whiz? And
why not, really?
Well, here's the thing. I drive a two-seater. I'm in the car alone 99% of the time. How about I smell my own asparagus whiz? Or my own ass?
Let me be the first to testify. It impresses.
I got to tell you this, Drew. What about this? Let's just say you're a chemist. We capture your essence, and we give it back to you. Now, just hold on a second.
I just think essence under different conditions, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, here's a flop sweat.
Yeah.
Here's a sack sack. this is what your sack smells
sack
like when you're
sex.
Getting it on. Yeah. Yeah. But, that crazy can't get enough of your own funk kind of thing you get into every once in a while? And you just, come on, please. You've been out jogging, it's a hot day, you've covered 6 miles, you get home, you're getting into the shower, you get a shot of your own sack,
yeah.
You stop for a second, you just sort of lift,
enjoy.
you'd take a moment doing Smell the Roses. And it's the same with the gas and the scooping
it's
and the whole
it's
thing.
It's more that you, it's not that you enjoy it, it's you're impressed by it. Appreciate it.
It's as close as we get to our sort of animal forefathers, the prehistoric man as we can get to. It hits on a nerve that digs in deeper than just smelling something that smells of lilacs.
Oh, yeah.
This is important. This is visceral.
Yeah, yes.
Now, couldn't you go to a chemist and, I just blast one into a beaker or I give him a little shot of the asparagus whiz or whatever it is.
And you should be able to do that.
Synthesize my asparagus whiz.
There's a company called International Flavors and Fragrances.
I could go to those
people. They should be able to come up with Corolla Whiz.
Right.
And Corolla
Sack. Sack.
And Duke. And it's all.
Yeah. Aces Jack Sack.
Aces, what do you call it? Anal Nectar? What'd you call it? Rectal Nectar. What'd you call it last night?
I can't remember. But the point is I could then have my own air fresheners. Yeah. God knows the shape they'd be in.
Oh, beautiful.
big scrotum hanging from the rear view. But no, you do the asparagus like the asparagus.
The dog of asparagus and
the
pot of honey for the...
Right, right. The point is I get my own scent going, and then that's it. Like, when I turn the heater on... And then someone climbs in the car. It's like, what the F? What happened? Oh, no. That's my ass fragrance. It's hanging from the rear view. Nice? Huh?
You wouldn't say that. You just go, that's me.
I would take it out before, if I was carpooling or something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Not a bad plan, yes?
I expect to see it actualized.
I mean, really, if you could get your own funk in the form of one of those Christmas tree air fresheners. Be worth $40 to you, wouldn't it? Last couple months.
Of course.
Okay. Sarah?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my boyfriend won't stay erected during sex.
Erected?
Your husband?
Boyfriend.
Oh, it's funny, because it said boyfriend, but I thought you said husband.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend won't stay... Oh, hold on, all that talk at the gas flow. See, that's a sample I can send off to the lab.
Yeah, just bottle it up.
All right.
Look at this. I'm just fully protected this time.
Drew's covered up. Yeah, he won't stay erected during sex.
Mm-hmm.
Anything about him we should know? Does he have any medical problems? Is he on any medication?
No.
Does he wear a condom when he's having sex?
What?
Is he wearing a condom when he... I'm sorry, you can't understand me.
Drew's got a sweatshirt pulled up over his face.
But does he wear a condom when he's having sex?
Well, we used to, but... That didn't help it, so we stopped and switched.
What are you doing for birth control now?
Pill.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then what? It says up here he beats off afterward?
Yes.
Where are you when he's beating off?
I'm normally next to him.
Yeesh. Ooh, got really? Kind of weird, huh?
He does it right in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're fine. True, you're good. Shield sound.
That's why I freaked out on you.
No, I know. Just like Vietnam vet.
Yeah.
Okay. So he then says halfway into sex, he loses his erection, and then he says, I gotta masturbate, and I just need to sort of be in the room, or you can get up and leave.
No, he doesn't care. I just normally stay.
Ooh, doesn't care.
He can stay or leave. He doesn't. He's just gonna.
Do you discuss this with him? Does he bring it up? I want to talk. Or are you willing to talk with you?
He gets really upset about it. Like, he doesn't know why it happens, and he's always, like, apologizing. And
how long before it happens? I mean, for a long time, is he able to keep it erect and then suddenly loses it?
Yeah, he'll keep it erected, and he'll get me off, and then he'll, like, lose it after that.
How long does that take?
Oh, by the way, I'm just thinking about it. Like, if she says erected constantly, and you say erect, she must think you're pronouncing it or using it incorrectly.
Right.
Hence, she's sticking with hers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the other good thing. Like, hey, the doc over here is saying it a different way. Not going to...
No adjustment.
Stick with the game plan. All right. All right there, Sarah. So he stays erected for how long?
About 10 or 15 minutes.
What if he sort of gets himself closer
to
orgasm?
That's not too bad, by the way.
Yeah, it's above normal, basically.
Yeah.
But I wonder if he's able to sort of stimulate himself to the point that he could nearly have an orgasm before they start having sex, and then maybe he won't lose it.
Well, we've done that, and it helps sometimes, but not forever.
Mm-hmm. And, all right, And do you give him oral sex?
Yes.
Does he like that?
Yes, he does.
Can he have an orgasm that way?
He hasn't been able to before because my jaw isn't stable. When I hold it open, it'll, like, slam shut. So I'm worried that it'll slam shut while I'm doing it. So
like a turtle.
I don't want to hurt him.
Yeah. That. Oh, by the way, good rap to go into the relationship with, Drew, tell your daughter, you know, when it comes time to date. Like, hey, I love giving oral, but I do have a problem. At any time, my jaw could snap shut. And, I mean, I took a dentist's ring finger off once. I once actually snapped a mop handle right
just,
off
just happened to be
last
nearby.
4 inches. Yeah. Just pow. Just, I mean, when it... When it shuts, it's like a rat trap.
I can't tell when
trap.
That's going to happen either.
And it might not happen for a month, but it might happen twice in 5 minutes. Imagine a guy be like, we're cool. I'm just going to beat off and cry.
No. Guy would be like, bring it on. Right.
All right, well, I'm going to have to tongue your bunghole then for now.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's how guys are. To be honest. All right, Sarah, I don't know. What can I say? The guy takes 15 minutes, and then he does it. He had a jaw problem. He's very apologetic. I don't understand the part where he just sits there and does it in front of you, though. He doesn't have you help him or
something funny about him.
Hmm?
I help him sometimes.
I know, but, okay. She's presenting it as he goes limp in the middle, and then he rolls over and starts masturbating. He doesn't care if I'm there or not.
Right.
And then you get that. Then it comes into, well, he's very apologetic. He's ashamed of it, and I help him sometimes. So it,
hard to tell what's really going on here. I almost wonder if this is a point for some Viagra for a while just to get them through this. I wouldn't normally recommend that for an 18, 19-year-old, but just to get
confidence
them
builder.
Yeah, just to get them sort of back
in the game.
And
then what about you become psychologically dependent on it?
Well, then you got a problem. But the fact is, I think that they could work this out if they just sort of focused on it a little bit. It doesn't sound like an insurmountable problem.
Yeah, she just sounds...
I kind of think he's actually probably focused too much on her. He wears himself out,
and then he just loses it. She's like depressed and kind of mixed and weird about the whole thing and sort of wounded. Yeah. Yeah, don't be wounded. Just fix it.
Just work
on it.
Have a talk about
it and work it out.
That's right.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. Dr. Drew. We'll hop back to the phones. Let me tell you this, Drew.
Hmm.
You know, here's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
You know, I say people don't honk enough in this town.
Yeah.
There's no honking going on. And I'm not sure why. I get the feeling there's a lot of people that are from different lands and different parts of the country.
Right.
And different. They're just
and more space here, too. Some people don't get
a little
so...
more space. Yeah.
I think I know why.
They use their horns. Why not?
It's because it's all
cab drivers.
They
don't want to get shot. What's that?
It's like in New York, it's only the cab drivers who are honking because there's so many.
There only are cab drivers.
We don't have many cab drivers over here.
It's interesting theory, but no. If you walk down Manhattan streets, everybody's on the horn all the time.
Actually, it's illegal to honk here, isn't it? Or something? There's some weird.
There is something.
Horn laws. Yeah.
Yeah. It goes against the Quaalude laws, where you have to just drive around like you're a goddamn zombie. But
right.
Yes, the cabbies do a lot of honking in New York, and so does everybody. Because if the light changes and you're sitting there for three Mississippi, they're on you.
Three Mississippi.
They're crazy.
Half of Mississippi.
You will get hit with an ashtray.
Yeah. Three Mississippi, you get hit with something.
Right. Fine. I'm all for it. But here's where I realize nobody honks in Los Angeles, except for, of course, me. Here's where they do honk in Los Angeles, living up in the hills. They honk as they're going around the corners up in the hills. So the only goddamn time they honk is when they're driving around my house because it's a curvy hill. And it's like and sometimes it's like 6:45 in the morning. It's not the toot either. It's a, I was sleeping this morning. It was like a 6:45. It was like, oh, someone's out front or something. Just turning the corner. Didn't want to. You got to honk because you're in a hill.
That has never occurred to me to do that, especially not early.
Old people lean on the horn when they're going around like a mountain corner because they can't see what's around them. So they
well, that
honk.
Parapet you're on, people go at least 12 miles an hour. At least.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I realized this is when you honk. Now I'm back. Now it's come full circle. Now I want you not to honk. Never. I went all horns confiscated. Fantastic. Listen, a-holes, don't honk. I mean, but by the way, people live right in there. They're sleeping and stuff. You got to ride the horn? Just turn the corner, would you? Throw fate to the wind, huh?
We need to play one more accordion countdown before,
really?
Before the night's out.
Really?
We do.
Because we're getting a lot of feedback when we do it.
I know, we just won't talk. You just
oh, he fixed it. All right. This is Ace's.
But hold on, they're not playing right now. They're taking a break.
They're taking a break.
Are we okay. Take a call? Or they're taking a break.
Okay. All right. It's ranchero music. It's a game that's sweeping the nation. I predict bigger than Germany or Florida. Ashley.
Yes.
You're 18.
Yes, I am.
What's up, baby doll?
About a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with endometriosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on birth control about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we actually caught it before it got into cancer. And mm-hmm. I was just wondering...
Endometriosis isn't cancer.
They thought because it runs my family.
Yeah, and, that's something different.
Well, yeah, so they were scared that I had cancer, but...
You don't have cancer.
No. Okay. I don't.
Now, do they get the precancerous cells and the abnormal pap smear, or is this just the nutball disease?
And I was on.
You raped?
Yeah, I was on cancer. I was on medication that they put on severe cancer patients for about 3 months because I had excessive bleeding for 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have cancer, Ashley. Stop thinking that you have cancer. You might have cancer.
Oh, I don't.
It's not being used to anything related to cancer for you. Were you on Megace or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. These are all ways of manipulating the hormones.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, and then...
Ashley.
Yes?
Now that you're free of cancer...
I've never had cancer.
You've survived cancer.
Oh, thank God.
Maybe you should celebrate by playing Ace's Mexican Accordion Countdown.
Okay.
All right.
They're being extra lazy right now, guys.
They're not playing the music, huh?
No.
I have no idea what Anderson has tapped into, by the way.
It's a direct pipeline, but sometimes they play it, sometimes they don't.
Ranchero pipeline.
What do you mean a direct ranchero pipeline?
It's radio magic.
Okay.
But we got a direct pipeline, but they like to sit down and eat off the grill sometimes, and that's what they're doing right now.
It's Aussie. He sits at the barbecue. And
all right. I still have no idea what's going on, but you'll tell us when they start playing, yes?
Yes.
Ashley.
Yes?
Yes? Okay. So the question is...
The question is, I was on Lupron for about...
Lupron,
yes. I was on that for about 8 months because they wanted to have my body feel like...
Yes. It's for your endometriosis.
Yeah.
And what's your question?
With cancer.
And what's your question?
And my question is, I've been on birth control for 3 years, and I was on that for 8 months, and I was wondering if there are really any long-term side effects.
No. You'll get your endometriosis controlled. That's a good thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're fine. In fact, where did I see some other benefits to being on the birth control pill? Another significant... Less heart disease, less strokes.
Really?
Less bone disease, less cancer of the ovaries, less cancer of the... just multiple benefits being on oral contraceptive pills and the doses that are now available.
What about all those stupid hippie bras? You're like, I don't manipulate. Move to China, you nut jobs. Go drink your herbal tea and shut your pie holes.
Well, everyone knows.
And then when something goes wrong, you come back begging for some real medicine.
Everyone knows that people in China throughout history, no one's ever been healthier. They never needed Western medicine. They had cures for cancer.
Nah.
No one ever got cancer.
That's why they have a billion people over there. No one's ever died.
That's right.
Since the Ming Dynasty.
They're all the same people.
They've never died. The guys are rolling around. They're 3,000 years old.
Yeah, that's right.
Still jogging.
Yep.
And you know what? They respect their families. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Drew and I both have had an ass full of all the Hollywood types with their enemas and their herbal teas and their Western medicine. Once the man wants to poison you, yeah. It's all great. Yeah.
Until you get sick.
How you doing with the AIDS? You drinking the green tea? Oh, you want the AZT? Oh, that's a different
kind of
tea.
How dare you? AIDS was created. It's a fiction. It does nothing to do with HIV. How dare you, Adam?
How dare you? Yeah, listen, all you pussies. You're all full of your crap until you get sick, and then you got to go to the man and start kissing his ass and get some real drugs. Oh, the rest, it's all one big enema party and I'm cleansing myself and I'm removing the toxins. Yeah. And then you get sick, and now you got to go kiss the man's ass. That's how it works. Yeah. You hypocrites. Just shut up about your junk. Would you shut up already? Your lifestyle? Shut up. Go live your lifestyle. Shut up about it. Jesus Christ. Oh, well, over there they have the wisdom of their forest. Shut up!
Instantaneous. How many seconds?
Oh. 6 seconds is what I'm going with. You ready, Anderson?
Yeah, they're good to go.
Action.
Instantaneous, right?
Hold on. You know what I like about this song? Turn up a little, Anderson. This is a departure.
I can barely identify it as ranchero music.
Never heard this one before.
Novel.
Oh.
Wait, yeah. This is for you.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Somebody's...
Okay.
Bedside alarm.
All right. We got to take ourselves a little break. Drew, that's getting too easy now.
Yeah.
We need to find something between classical and ranchero.
Yodeling?
It's got to find something that has a little more accordion-like. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back after this. Ew! Well, that's the show, in and on time. What do you know there, Drew?
Well, we'll have to talk for a few more minutes then.
No. Back with more complaints tomorrow night. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah?
That was my reverse psychology again.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So, until next time, this is Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Well, we talked on the cell phone a little while ago.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.